I wanted to bring you the quote of someone else who was talking about history, and that was the evangelist, Pat Robertson. I wanted to get your response to Pat Robertson. He made this comment yesterday. It was on the Christian Broadcasting Network program. He claimed that Robertson claimed that Haiti was cursed after it made a pact with the devil.
And you know, Christy, something happened a long time ago in Haiti, and people might not want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French, you know, Napoleon III and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French. Mm. True story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. You know, the Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other, desperately poor. That island of Hispaniola is one island. Mm-hmm. It's cut down the middle. On the one side is Haiti. On the other side is the Dominican Republic. Yeah. Dominican Republic is prosperous, mm-hmm. healthy, full of resorts, etc. Haiti is in desperate poverty. Same islands. Sure. They need to have, and we need to pray for them, a great turning to God. And out of this tragedy, I'm optimistic something good may come.
That was Pat Robertson. Bill Quigley, your response.
This is very sick, twisted man, you know, to have that approach. I think Pat is the same person who said Katrina was the revenge for sodomy in the South, and that 9/11 was something. I have been in many, many churches in Haiti. I have been to the National Cathedral. I was a friend of the Archbishop who died. These folks have nothing. They are so generous. They are so inspiring, because even when they have nothing, to meet a stranger, as you would know from going there, they'll give you half of their nothing. And people spend Sundays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays in church praying, asking for health, asking for cures for the illness for their children, asking for the chance to go to school. They're deeply, deeply religious people. And this idea that they made a pact with the devil, I think it is not something that's peculiar, unfortunately, just to Pat, because this idea that Haitians and voodoo, that there's some sort of very, very special thing, not talking about the Irish, the myths that we have as Irish, or the different kinds of traditions that we have as Germans or Italians or other people like that. There's a very deep racism in that. There's also a very, very deep, just a twisted understanding of what the role of the church is and what it can be for people. The first thing, I guarantee you that the very first thing that people did once they found their relatives alive or dead is that they prayed. And a lot of the screaming and crying that people are hearing in the streets, those are screams and cries to God, asking for help, asking for forgiveness, asking for assistance.
Let's go back to Naomi Klein. We're going to try that tape again, her commenting on what is going on in Haiti right now and who is profiting already.
But as I read about in the shock doctrine, crises are often used now as the pretext for pushing through policies that you cannot push through under times of stability. Countries in periods of extreme crisis are desperate for any kind of aid, any kind of money, and are not in a position to negotiate fairly the terms of that exchange. And I just want to pause for a second and read you something, which is pretty extraordinary. I just put this up on my website. The headline is, Haiti, stop them before they shock again. This went up a few hours ago, 3 hours ago, I believe, on the Heritage Foundation website. Amidst the suffering, crisis in Haiti offers opportunities to the U.S. In addition to providing immediate humanitarian assistance, the U.S. response to the tragic earthquake in Haiti offers opportunities to reshape Haiti's long dysfunctional government and economy, as well as to improve the image of the United States in the region. And then goes on. Now, I don't know whether things are improving or not, because it took the Heritage Foundation 13 days before they issued 32 free market solutions for Hurricane Katrina. We put that document up on our website as well. It was close down the housing projects, turn the Gulf Coast into a tax-free free enterprise zone, get rid of the labor laws that forces contractors to pay a living wage. So it took them 13 days before they did that in the case of Katrina. In the case of Haiti, they didn't even wait 24 hours. Now, why I say I don't know whether it's improving or not is that 2 hours ago, they took this down. So somebody told them that it wasn't couth, and then they put up something that was much more delicate. Fortunately, the investigative reporters at Democracy Now! Managed to find that earlier document in a Google cache. But what you'll find now is a much gentler, things to remember while helping Haiti. And buried down there, it says, long-term reforms for Haitian democracy and its economy are also badly overdue. But the point is, we need to make sure that the aid that goes to Haiti is, one, grants, not loans. This is absolutely crucial. This is an already heavily indebted country. This is a disaster that, as Amy said, on the one hand is nature, is, you know, an earthquake. On the other hand is the creation, is worsened by the poverty that our governments have been so complicit in deepening. Crises, natural disasters are so much worse in countries like Haiti because you have soil erosion, because the poverty means people are building in very, very precarious ways. So houses just slide down because they're built in places where they shouldn't be built. All of this is interconnected. But we have to be absolutely clear that this tragedy, which is part natural, part unnatural, must under no circumstances be used to, one, further indebt Haiti, and two, to push through unpopular corporatist policies in the interests of our corporations. And this is not a conspiracy theory. They have done it again and again.
Naomi Klein speaking last night at the Ethical Culture Society. She's the author of The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism. Haiti is devastated. We don't know the death toll. It could be up to 100,000 people. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. As we turn now to the voices of some Haitians living here in New York, more than 100,000 Haitians reside in East Flatbush in Brooklyn. Many have been unable to contact family members in Haiti.
We've been suffering for so many in the past, and and right now the situation getting worse. So we're hoping getting some help from other country and to see what we could do, because it's really crazy now. I have my family there. We don't know where I'm killed. No communication, nothing we can get in contact with nobody.
Oh, yes, I'm worried. I'm worried because not only for my family, for the country. It is my country. I like my country, too. So I don't know. You can do nothing.
Understand that this has hit us home directly. There's no single Haitian here in the United States that is not directly, immediately impacted by this. All of us, every single one of us, has some member of family that either has been killed or severely hurt in this. When this thing is all over, it's going to be a catastrophe of proportions that cannot be described. I just heard that if somebody who owns a four-story building with 14 apartments, with a whole bunch of students in there, basically kids, totally destroyed, with all the kids in there, totally flattened, and she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know who to call. People are crying for help. She can hear the voices. Some of them are dead, half dead. I mean, you hear these stories one after the others.
That's Rico Dupuy. He's a disc jockey at Radio Soleil of Haiti in Brooklyn. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report, Haitians in the Diaspora. Juan?